concentrate on my guitar, the Variax, through a Pod XT. I was getting some rousing sounds. I've never done it like that before. I think I was watching somebody play and they were talking about the compressor. I thought, I've got a compression on this Pod XT. And it's fantastic, don't what a sound, so can't wait to have another go, really. We've not been very well this year, you know, I've not been able to do that, but I'm touch wood recovering and just managed to fire up the lot, all the lot, you know. I forgot how it all worked, but I got there eventually. Anyway, I won't hog it on the hognet. I'll say some things to you. Have you, I'll keep in touch anyway, and push over to Pete there. No, the power's going out okay from the node, Pete. No problem, looking at the field strength meter. So I don't know what you've done there. It's yours on air. Hi, over to you. I'm 70kp returning. Yeah, it's a strange one, Jay. I'm getting very little signal off it. I don't know if it's on sort of milliwogs again. I've got two rigs monitoring it on two different VFOs, two different antennas. And I thought I'd have been sort of, you'd have been end-stopping here because of how close we are. And I'm only getting half-scale off you. And the reason I wasn't receiving any audio was because it was just barely breaking the squelch, you know, it was in and out. So that's the case on 70 SAMs. To me, anyway.
Look, perhaps we can get the air, will you?
Station manager's just whinging, so just telling me to keep still on my chair. I must be creaking the floorboards. So that's the state of play on your node, Jay. And, yeah, for future reference, Kev, it's always possible, isn't it? Same as I say never, I'll have to cram a few hours in and just see if I can use that key a little bit more, just to give me a bit more confidence. I'm doing the alphabet and stuff, and different orders, and doing different exercises, you know, monitoring as well. But again, never say never. Put it round to you then, Kev, for now. And yeah, we will be out here now. It's time for some tea, I think. But good to catch you on, Kev. 7-3 for now, mate, from M7UKP. Over to you, Jay.
I pushed over to Kev, I think it's his turn now. Okay, it's a pity you can't just work through me now, so I can play it back. Well, listen, it doesn't matter. Because like I say, I was doing it this morning, and it's about the best I've ever got it so far. You made a scoff. Over to you. I'll say cheers to both of you. Over to you, Kev.
Okay, Jay, thanks, DG4SKN, for the final. I tied the ribbons then, and, yeah, great on the music, Jay. Glad you're getting back into that. I'm sure you will. And, yeah, we're still doing it here, and, in fact, got more gigs now than what we had last year. They seem to be sort of coming in, although I'm not very keen to travel very far anymore. On Wednesday, I'm just playing a keyboard thing for an hour, just playing keyboard instrumentals. And then I guess the proper McCoy real gig is at the weekend with the duo, so I'll be on guitar for that. We've got about an hour's drive to get to the venue, so long enough for me, because that's what really got me beat. I didn't really enjoy the travelling. You know what that's like, Jay, don't you? But so yeah, it'd be brilliant, Pete, to have a, you know, have a little QSOU using that key. That's really cool. I like anything to sort of do with sort of World War II, really. I quite like collecting bits and pieces. What I'd really like to have would be one of those original pilot's watches, what the Luftwaffe used. So I've got quite a collection of Flieger watches, pilot's watches, in that style, but they're big, but they're nowhere near as big as the genuine ones that they used in the aircraft when they were flying. They were absolutely huge, and you can still get them, but I've not been able to get my hands on one yet. That's my ambition at the moment. But yeah, all good stuff. Okay, 7-3 guys, enjoyed the chat. Have a good evening, and we'll work you further down. This is DG4SK and off and clear with Blimey P. I forgot your call. JNAI and M7. Apologies. You know who you are. It's the old brain that's gone up the creek. Cheers, guys. DG4SK and clear. Got it.
Okay. I just made a note here, though, about you talking about the, using the plane. I suppose the navigator would be doing all that, not the pilot. That's the RAF police. I don't know what you call the RAF police. I'd be saying, what are you doing here, then? And he'd get nicked. I'm going to drive him, ma'am. See how my mind works. Nigel.
Mike 7, uniform, kilo, papa returning. This is on your note, Jay, just as a comparison, so when you play back, you'll know how I'm getting in. It's still not a strong signal to me. But we can talk about that afterwards on another format. Or on the simplex. Cheers, Kev. I'll do a little bit more research on this. There's going to be a little bit out there, isn't there? It won't be individual to this, of course. It'll be a bit general, but it'd be nice to know a little bit about who would be using this key and, as you say, what it would have come out of. Right, good to catch up there, guys. Kev and Jay and you, Paul, if you're still listening, 7-3 from M7 UKP. We're clear for now.
Okay, Pete, thanks for that. Sounds all right to me. I've turned the volume up to the normal level of listen app, and yeah, it's okay. You got me thinking now. I'll tell you more about that. Just remind me, wide band and narrow band, when we next have a chat. Thanks for you, Sob. G8NAI clear.
7-3, guys.
Cheers, Kev, 7-3 and you, Jay. Catch you on 575, Jay.
Cheerio. Thank you, that's why.